Earlier this week, the House Judiciary Committee approved a bill which would require an e-verify process for all businesses to utilize for new employees. Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, joins us to explain the details and share what the council is doing to monitor the situation.
It does provide a phase-in period over about 3 years, depending on the size of the business. In addition to that, it does provide for employees in the agricultural sector that are subject to e-verify checks. That requirement would go into effect 36 months after the date that the bill is passed.
However, the ag community is concerned about this legislation.
It does not provide or address in any way the current workforce and labor that's in place now for agriculture and making sure that those workers have a path to continue into the legal workforce.
Because of that opposition and other concerns about the e-verify legislation,
while it did move through the House Judiciary Committee this week, it does not sound likely that that bill will get a vote on the House floor, certainly not as a standalone piece of legislation. So at this point, we don't anticipate that moving forward in the legislative process, but it is something that we'll continue to monitor closely over the course of this year.